I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. That means Wednesday. And John Roberts from Fox News tweeting out at John Roberts Fox, Texas Governor at Greg Abbott, Texas underscore Texas, carries out his pledge to transport illegal migrants to Washington, D.C. The bus pulled right up in front of the building that houses at Fox News, at NBC News, and C-SPAN. So that's how Fox News, you know, on Twitter at least, they're reporting it. But according to photos posted to Twitter, the charter bus arrived at Fox News headquarters where photographers were outside. Just moments later, Fox News had the story posted. So the story I read was basically pre-written, awaiting the arrival of the busload of immigrants at Fox News headquarters, at least the D.C. Bureau. Fox reported, report said the bus dropped them off blocks from the U.S. Capitol, but as I mentioned before, they neglected to mention it was directly in front of their building. One more thing here. Aaron Richling Melnick, the senior policy counsel at the American Immigration Council, alleged that the whole stunt was coordinated closely with Fox News, which had an article up immediately. One man said he was heading to Florida, a sign that Abbott's voluntary bus trips were probably not. Now, Greg Abbott was claiming these are people that, you know, just want to ride somewhere. And I'm giving them a ride all the way to Joe Biden's house in D.C., or Fox News, as the case may be. But what if you didn't want to get on that bus? I mean, effectively, you've been, what, kidnapped, rendered across state lines, multiple state lines to the District of Columbia?
Yeah, I'm wondering about the consent level of all these 40 people or so.
I suspect there was zero consent level, Brian. Comply or what? Get deported or... What was your consent level? When the cop says, get on the bus, Fancy Brandy, get on the bus, I bet they did.
You kind of have to. They like to point out over and over again, they kind of don't have many rights.
No, they do not. Probably not. A little inequity there in the ask, and just keep that in mind. But let's give Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the gubernator of Texas, let's give him credit where credit's due. He has done something the Freedom Convoy could not get accomplished. He shut it down, Fancy Brian. He has shut down the international border and a lot of international trade. Do you know he's also blocking the border crossings? The state of Texas, Greg Abbott, and we pointed out before, that's illegal.
Yeah.
States don't get to set border policy. But Greg Abbott, he's doing it, you know, because he's audacious. The headline at the Washington Post over on the business side, White House truckers blast Texas as inspections snarl the Mexico traffic. You know, it is a international border. Governor Greg Abbott wants state officials to inspect each truck. Drivers with fruits and auto parts are now backed up for miles and hours. The White House, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Mexican government and trucking group said Wednesday that a new policy by Texas Governor Greg Abbott was creating a multi-mile backup of commercial vehicles carrying perishable fruits, vegetables, and other products. So if you can't get your avocados or your strawberries, thank the gubernator Greg Abbott from Texas. And that'll be coming to you in the form of higher prices at the grocery store. So look forward to that inflation. Caused by a Republican, just pointing that out. Let me read on. The policy forces trucks to submit to a state inspection after a federal inspection once they cross the border from Mexico. It quickly escalated into an international incident with the Mexican government seeking help from the U.S. State Department and the White House blasting the Texas governor. There are also growing complaints about truckers stuck in their cabs for more than 30 hours without access to food, water, or places to bathe in temperatures that have breached 100 degrees. Those people are stuck there. The workers, the drivers, they're stuck at a second Texas checkpoint. Beyond the fact they've already gone through a federal inspection, they're going through a second inspection, sometimes waiting 30 hours to do so. The delays have raised concerns that a U.S. economy already experiencing inflation and supply shortages could face an entirely new set of problems, potentially driving up prices on certain products and making other items even more scarce. Freight operators are panicking about the ramification of the delays, as much of the United States produce this time of year is imported from Mexico. I got some fresh fruit back there. Might be the last I have for a while. Abbott said last week that the enhanced safety inspections of all commercial vehicles were necessary because federal officials were not stopping drugs and criminals from entering the United States. He referenced the White House plan to lift Title 42 border controls that the Trump administration put in place starting in March of 2020 that was originally described as an emergency safeguard to prevent the spread of infection inside detention cells, border stations, and other crowded settings. Now, as an aside, a U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, right here from the great state of Wisconsin, he currently opposes this Biden policy and has come out and publicly said as much this week. And I would point out, you know, maybe there could be a better plan in place before Biden rolls this back. I mean, the guy's got enough problems. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he is creating problems, not just for Joe Biden, but for the entire nation and the international community. A little bit more here. The policy, which remained in effect during Biden's first term, allowed federal authorities to bypass normal immigration screening procedures and rapidly expel border crossers without affording them a chance to seek humanitarian protection under U.S. law. They are entitled to that. Now, trucking officials say little is entering the country at all. John Esperanza, president of the Texas Trucking Association, said this. This isn't a regional issue, or that city of Laredo is not getting their produce at the grocery stores. We're seeing delays that will be felt across the country. There are half a dozen divisions of trucking affected. There's the refrigerated segment of trucking, the household goods, forestry, fuel tankers, commodity for trade goods. This is about General Motors, Ford, and everything coming out of Mexico, our trade partner. All being blocked by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Come back, you know, because he's audacious.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Papa's got a brand new.
Deep.